Well, thank you for that introduction. Today, our guest is Mr. Peter Kimball, Regional Planner and Spatial Analyst for the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission, or NRPC. Peter, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me on again.
Peter, remind our listeners what NRPC is and what role it plays in our region.
Yeah, so NRPC is the Metropolitan Planning Organization Council of Governments for Lake Porter and LaPorte County here in Northwest Indiana. And we work collaboratively across the region, and NRPC coordinates regional comprehensive planning and programming for transportation, economic development, and environmental policy.
So what is the new ADA bus stop map that NRPC has published on the website?
So we just released a ADA bus stop map that went public during the commission meeting last week. And it's a transit map that includes every bus stop in Northwest Indiana from all of the available transit operators. So this includes the V Line, the Chicago Dash, GPTC, Michigan City Wave, East Chicago Transit, and Triangle Transit. We decided to host all these stops through Google Maps so users can enter their address and see where the nearest bus stop is in relation to them and kind of plug in those spots to get directions throughout the region. One of the most important aspects of the map is that users are able to see where different transit systems overlap. We haven't had a full comprehensive regional transit map ever put out before, so this is a great place to go and see that resource, as well as seeing actual physical photos of what the bus stops look like. So this might be useful for people with disabilities that may need to see and plan ahead of time and know what they're going to get into and if the infrastructure is going to be usable for them and easily accessible with the buses.
Wow, that's amazing. So what other information is available within this map?
So beyond the actual physical location itself and the photos, we have physical characteristic information. So we went out in the field and we measured all of the sidewalks to see how they stood as far as the current ADA compliance regulations. We took a look at the material at the landing and the signage available, so that information is provided. Additionally, we went ahead and looked at some of the amenity information. So we've listed whether there's a shelter there or not, whether there's parking, whether there's a transit building, or even public restrooms nearby. So all that information is located within the map as well.
So I know the map can help those with disabilities find access to transit. So do you foresee the data helping residents or even helping planners in other ways?
Yes. So actually, we disseminated all the data to the transit operators themselves so they can kind of look and see what condition all their bus stops are in, and they can go ahead and prioritize their funding to figure out which one they need to get started with first.
I see. And so can you tell our listeners how taking public transit helps with air quality and vehicle emissions here in Northwest Indiana?
Yeah, so public transportation produces much fewer quantities of air pollutants per passenger mile. You know, every seat filled on the bus could be one less potential car on the road. We're getting a lot of cars off the road with more passengers on the bus. And then additionally, there's just less congestion in general when we're putting all of those potential vehicles into one vehicle and opening up the road.
That's wonderful. And so any closing thoughts as we come to the end of our program here, Peter?
No, I'm just really happy we're getting good feedback from the map so far. I'm glad that the resource is out there for people to use, and this is something that's easily accessible. You can pull it up on your phone, and it's located on our website either by going to the transit page or going to our resources and maps. And if you wanted to find that map directly, you can find it at nrpc.org/northwest-indiana-ada-transit-map. But if you Google it, it should come up as well.
Wonderful information. Again, we look forward to having you on future shows to kind of give us an update on what's happening. But again, a very useful tool and resource for all of us here in Northwest Indiana. So again, thank you for this information. So that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Mr. Peter Kimball, Regional Planner and Spatial Analysis for Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission, or NRPC. Green Fleet Radio airs three times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thank you for joining us, and remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.